Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for facts, fun, and everything in between. And from Bishop to Bridgeport and beyond. Today's report is brought to you by our furry friend experts over at Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Because when your dog eats a sock at 2 a.m., well, they're the ones that you call. Coming up, bystanders, battle flames in Death Valley, road crews gear up for major projects in Bishop and Big Pine, summer art camps are calling your inner Picasso, and ticket sales for one of Eastern Sierra's favorite music festivals are officially underway. Oh, and it's National Rocky Road Day, so if things get a little nutty, marshmallowy, or slightly melty, we're just leaning into that theme. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube, follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media, and help us keep your news fresh, local, and just the right amount of weird. What, us? No. In Death Valley National Park, two separate vehicle fires were successfully extinguished by bystanders before emergency services arrived. The first was an employee-owned motorcycle, which caught fire due to a fuel leak on May 20th, followed by an SUV, which began smoking on May 24th. The incidents occurred under the extreme heat conditions typically of the area, highlighting the importance of vehicle maintenance and preparedness when traveling through such environments. Park officials commend the quick actions of those involved and remind visitors to exercise caution and ensure their vehicles are in good condition to handle the desert's harsh conditions. This summer, Inyo County is set to commence three significant infrastructure projects: the Meadow Farms ADA project, the Bishop Pavement project, and the Fish Springs project. These initiatives aim to enhance accessibility, improve road conditions, and upgrade local facilities, reflecting the county's commitment to community development and safety. One-lane traffic restrictions are expected on parts of Highway 395 and West Line Street. Residents can expect construction activities in the coming months and are advised to stay informed about potential impacts on local traffic and services. For more information on these projects, please visit easternsierranow.com. Your pet is more than just a furry roommate. They're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, we treat them like it. Whether it's a routine checkup, a little puppy pampering, or something more serious, our compassionate team is here to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. Wellness visits? Check. Dental care? Check. Emergency services? Yep, they do that too. Because in Bishop, we believe pets deserve the best, and so do you. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for your companions like they're our own. Call today or visit bishopveterinaryhospital.com to schedule your appointment. Your pet will thank you. Probably in tail wags and licks. C5 Art Studios in Bishop is offering a series of immersive summer art camps for youth TK through 12. Participants will have the opportunity to engage in various creative activities, including beadwork and embroidery, fostering artistic expression and community engagement. Offerings include a forest crafting camp at the Bishop Park for ages 4 through 8, stress busting art for ages 13 through 18, pop art, illustration, and comic book art for ages 8 through 14, and sensational sculptures, 3D art making for ages 7 through 14. An embroidery with bits and beads adult summer camp is also available in July. These camps are designed to provide a supportive environment for individuals to explore their creativity and develop new skills. Advanced Air has announced the availability of its Altitude Annual Pass 10-pack flight memberships, catering to travelers planning regular trips to the Eastern Sierra. These memberships offer flexibility and convenience for frequent flyers. Additionally, direct flights from Carlsbad and Hawthorne and LA airports to Mammoth Lakes are scheduled from June 27th through September 1st, providing enhanced access to the region during the summer months. United Airlines will also be offering daily flights from San Francisco between June 26th and September 1st. This is a great opportunity to visit the Eastern Sierra, and you won't want to miss it. Online ticket sales for Mill Pond Music Festival commenced yesterday. Attendees are encouraged to secure their tickets promptly as camping options are limited and tend to sell out quickly. The festival promises a lineup of diverse musical performances and community activities, making it a highlight of the Eastern Sierra's cultural calendar. Discover Bishop's newest fitness destination, Paradox Fitness, the gym where convenience, community, and results, well, those come together. Open 24/7, Paradox Fitness gives you the freedom to work out on your schedule, whether it's early mornings, late nights, or any time in between. Step into our fresh, modern space featuring brand new state-of-the-art equipment designed to help you move, strengthen, and thrive. You're looking for motivation? Join our small group classes where every fitness level is welcomed and a supportive atmosphere keeps you inspired. At Paradox Fitness, cleanliness and comfort are top priorities, ensuring you feel right at home as you pursue your goals. You need extra guidance? Well, They've partnered with experienced local trainers to provide personalized coaching tailored to your fitness journey. Come see why Paradox Fitness is the ultimate spot to start and stay on track with your health and wellness goals. Visit today and experience the difference. We've got a pretty full lineup of events this week, starting off with the Mammoth High School Booster Club, which is holding their monthly meeting tonight at 5:30 p.m. Sierra Forever's Virtual Book Club is also holding their monthly meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Additionally, the Mono Basin Historical Society is meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at the Levining Community Center. And as always, Distant Brewing is hosting its weekly open mic night event tonight starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be holding a nonprofit coalition mixer at the Mono Arts Council and Community Arts Center. The event will begin at 5 p.m. Lastly, Mammoth Brewing is once again holding its weekly trivia contest beginning at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. And if you're hoping to learn more about local events like these, please visit easternsherenow.com/events or just download the mobile app. It's the easy way. Well, folks, we're still standing tall at 39 inches of gloriously slushy spring snow, and the mountain is serving up sunshine, soft turns, and some of the best second winter vibes you'll find in gym. We've got 24 trails and 3 lifts spinning for the final lap of the season, because who says ski season has to end when your flip-flops come out? Am I right? Lift hours are 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., which leaves plenty of time for the Mammoth Trifecta. Carve in the morning, mountain bike in the afternoon, swing some golf clubs by sunset. Yes, it's possible. Yes, it's as awesome as it sounds. Skiing and riding through June 15th. Come send off the season in style, maybe even in costume. Retro One Piece encouraged, but not required. Get ready to toast, slice, and bite into greatness. ESN's Epic Eats is back, and this month, we're stacking it high with sandwiches. We're talking melty, meaty, veggie-loaded, toasted-to-perfection masterpieces. Vote for your local favorite. Try a few you've never had and help us crown the Eastern Sierra Sandwich Supreme. Last month, the Taco Titans took the stage. Creary reigned in Bishop, and Latin Market ruled in Mammoth. Now it's your turn to tell us who's serving up the best between-the-bread bliss. Vote now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. And don't forget to tag us in your sandwich selfies. Let's make this grilled, cheesy, epic eats sandwich edition. You eat, you vote. We crown a carb-loaded champion. And it looks like it's time for a look at the sports sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the lanes are hot and the burgers are juicy. The post-game victory dances, well, they're encouraged. Well, folks, the high school scoreboards have gone dark. The bleachers are empty, and the only thing in motion right now is a tumbleweed rolling across the outfield. That's right, we've hit the summer sports slump. But don't worry, the game isn't over. It's just warming up. Got a golf tournament? Summer softball league? Pickup games heating up in the park? We want your scores, your highlights, your buzzer beaters, and blooper reels. If it involves competition and sunscreen, we'll cover it. Until then, we're stretching, hydrating, maybe throwing a few key strikes down at the Back Alley Bull and Grill, because even when the season's over, the fun doesn't stop. Swing by for a burger, a beer, maybe a little friendly competition on the lanes. And hey, business owners, you want your name on the next weather report, ski update, or a heroic little league highlight? We've got sponsorship slots open, and your brand could be the next MVP of local coverage. So send us your scores, send us your schedules, and if your team's got snacks, we'll take those too. I'm all about some orange slices. That's all for sports for now. See you on the field, court, or the bowling alley. Let's dive into the forecast. Let's dive into the forecast. It's as unpredictable as your neighbor's sprinkler schedule. Bishop, today, expect a blend of sun and clouds with a high of 89 and a low of 56. A slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, perfect weather for the backyard barbecue. Just keep an eye on the grill, not the thermometer. Highs around 91, lows around 54. And Mother Nature might add some sizzle to your siesta. And Wednesday, a repeat performance with mostly sunny conditions and a possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Highs hitting 86, lows steady at 53. It's like deja vu, but with more humidity. Mammoth Lakes, today, mostly sunny and warm with a chance of thundershower in spots this afternoon. Highs around 69, lows dipping to 41. Ideal for a hike, just don't forget your rain jacket and your sense of adventure. Tomorrow, warm with partial sunshine and a potential afternoon thunderstorm in one or two spots. Highs near 71, lows around 41. Good day to test your luck with the weather gods. My favorite weather god is Paliahu. She is the god of Mauna Kea, which is the mountain on the big island of Hawaii. It's like an ice, snow kind of thing. Great story. Look into that sometime if you get a chance. Anyway, Wednesday, sun and some clouds with a chance of thunderstorm in a couple of spots in the afternoon. Highs reaching 68, lows cooling down to 40. Maybe you'll have the perfect excuse to wear that stylish poncho that you've been hiding. You probably don't have an excuse for that. No one does. That's your forecast for the next few days. Remember, whether it's sunshine or surprise showers, the Eastern Sierra keeps you on your toes. Stay prepared, stay stylish, and as always, stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now for your daily dose of weather wisdom. I don't know if I'd call it wisdom. Anyway, that's all for today's ride down the rocky road, see what we did there, of Eastern Sierra News. Fires, festivals, future road closures, and a little sprinkle of creativity. Big thanks to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's show, because whether your pet needs a checkup or just ate half a sandwich, hopefully not one from our Epic Eats winner, they've got you covered. If you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, followed us on social, and please follow us on social and let us know what stories you'd like to see covered. And hey, grab yourself a scoop of Rocky Road to celebrate surviving another Monday in the wild, wild Sierra. Till next time, stay safe, stay local, and stay a little weird. See you soon.